This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We love opinions. Call or text 800-222-0985 and give us an earful. It's Email Wednesday on 98.5 KRZ.
Let me see if I can recreate the situation the man who wrote us this week for Email Wednesday was in. Mm-hmm. He was putting groceries in his car at Garrity's, and there was a woman next to him. Her window was down. She seemed panicky, was hard to understand. She kept yelling, "Sir, sir," to get his attention. And he wrote, "I finally realized she was asking to borrow my cell phone. She claimed she was pregnant and the baby was on its way. I know this is going to sound cold, but all I could think about was this disheveled stranger breathing all over my cell phone. I offered to make a call for her, but she said she had to be the one to tell her husband. I offered to call 911. She yelled, "Never mind," seemed to grab her stomach in pain, and then just sped off. And he said, "I stood there stunned, and now I feel guilty. Was I refusing to help a human being in a moment of great need?"
Donna said if she needed help that bad, she would have let him call for her. There's no need for her to use his phone. Mm-hmm. Also, we are being told to socially distance and limit our interactions. There's no way I'd be handing my phone over to a stranger either. He has no reason to feel guilty about this. He did offer to help. I wouldn't want a stranger breathing all over my phone either.
Thank you for holding.
Ask the lady, why are you out in public by yourself, that close to delivering a baby? Get on the cell phone.
What?
That's a little bit harsh, don't you think?
Everybody has cell phones nowadays.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're not saying why are you out in public that pregnant? You're saying why don't you have your phone on you that pregnant?
Okay, let's go that way then.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds a little more humane.
I worked up until my due date, so. Yeah.
But everybody has a cell phone nowadays.
Okay.
Well, Tim said he offered to call 911 or make the call. She was definitely taking that phone, driving off, and the pillow would have fallen out of the front of her dress. He did the right thing. Also, wow, humanity is in trouble. You are all assuming she was lying about being pregnant and then trying to steal his phone. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
All of you. I want all of you to think about this tonight as you lay in bed.